You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I caught up with Bodge, Matt and Jojo from the Capital North East Breakfast Show after their talk on presenting as a team. I asked them first about their individual routes into the radio industry.
My name's Matt and I've basically wanted to be in radio since I was a kid. Ended up doing work experience at university. I went and did English and Media at uni, did a work experience at Metro. Then basically worked my way up, did everything from reboxing CDs, making cups of tea, just all the sort of cliche jobs that you actually do have to do. Started working as a producer on the football, and then I did sort of creative production, then started producing a late night show as well. So I was doing all this at the same time. I finally got a crack at being a presenter. Now, I'd already been like an on-air producer, so it wasn't unusual being in front of the mic, but it was the first crack I had at being a sort of fully-fledged presenter with these two.
Mine's quite similar to Matt's, really. I got into radio from just listening to it when I kind of grew up in Cornwall. I listened to Radio 1 a lot and thought it was brilliant. I used to love Mark and Lard and Chris Moyles. I thought they were brilliant. And I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do in my life. And I thought that's a decent enough thing to do. So I got into it by just working voluntarily at radio stations. I did a lot of that. Whilst I was working voluntarily, I used their studios to make demos, and that eventually got me a job in the end, so it was kind of quite a nice exchange. They got some free labour, I got to use some professional equipment, and then I've just worked my way up since then, really.
I'm Jojo, and I was a little bit weird because I did performing arts at uni and stuff, so I already had like a performing arts background. But then a couple of years ago, I was on Take Me Out. I did an interview for that for Metro Radio, and at that interview, Matt actually heard the interview or something and said, "Oh, she'd be good because we knew we needed another girl after the team before I was left." And that's pretty much how I got into it, and then started doing pilots, and then yeah, that was it really.
Then what they thought was most important when it comes to working and presenting as a team?
I think I'm going to say natural chemistry, although I think if you're a good enough actor, you probably don't need that. But I think that's probably a key to enjoying the show and doing a good show. And then the thing that gets quoted so many times, like preparation and prep and kind of putting the off-air work into what you do on air.
I mean, we're really lucky in the fact that I would actually like to go to the pub with these guys anyway. And quite often, like if we're going out at night in Newcastle and stuff, we will go out together. So we actually enjoy spending time with each other, which does definitely help. So we've not had to work at our friendship. But I think it's been good, the fact that we've all been friends.
Yeah, I think you need to look at each other. I think gesticulating is really good on the radio because it kind of helps bring out the character in your voice anyway. And then just making eye contact and just kind of being open and having a laugh, really.
Yeah, and sticking our fingers up every now and then. Not in a rude way. Like every now and then, if you've got something that you think, I've got something like I would like to say here, like sometimes just stick your finger up and it at least lets everyone know that you would like to say something. The pressure's on then, mind, because you've stuck your finger up. It better be damn good. And like 9 times out of 10 with me, it's probably not. So like sometimes that can help. And for some teams, I've seen teams who it looks like they're having a plane to come in to land. Like they looks like they're stood at an end of a runway doing all this like hand signal. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here. Mm. So I think some teams do find it really easy to sort of pass it around with hand gestures. And certainly if you've got a bigger team, I know Elvis Duran in USA. I know his team like can sometimes be like 10 strong in the studio, and I mean, and he looks like a conductor because he then has to really like say, like he's like literally stop, okay, you go, you stop, and sort of like that.
Jojo spoke about how the three of them went about turn taking on air.
It took a while because I think when we first started, well, I know I was when we first started, like really nervous but like excited, like I really wanted to talk about stuff and I really wanted to like laugh at stuff that the lads said and stuff, and it was just a little bit crazy and mental. But it just takes time and you just kind of realise, okay, like especially listening back to it and you're like, God, that sounds like a mess, like, and then you realise you don't really need to say that then, or I don't really need to chip in here, like I can just leave it. And then it just takes time really.
And finally, have you got any more advice for those wanting to get into radio?
Work hard, work for free, and yeah, make sure you get something out of it while you're working for free.
Be polite as well. I think quite a lot of, well, recently we've had a few students got in contact and they've made it sound like we owe them work experience. They've been like, I'm a student, you need to give me work experience. I'm like, well, no, I don't, because I've got 10 other people who've sort of got in touch, they've been really pleasant about it and said, listen, can I have a bit of work experience? Send emails, tweet people. I mean, it's so easy to contact people these days, you know. And also, if you send an email to like a program director, make sure you get their name right for a start. because that will be, if you don't get the name right, that, or you put Dear Sir, that will go straight in the bin. So make sure you get the name of the program director or the person you want to email, and then, you know, spell check it, all the normal, it's really boring stuff, but it just, it, I think it makes the first impressions really matter. And if you do that, and then obviously send your demos out to people and just bombard people until they give you something.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.